This is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Rocio Castillo with sports. The CBC announced yesterday that they are keeping the television rights to Hockey Night in Canada. The National Hockey League and the network unveiled a six-year deal in Toronto. The deal includes multiple media rights and was priced at more than $85 million a year. The deal does not include exclusive rights to early round playoff games involving Canadian teams. Under a new agreement with TSN, which will be announced soon, the cable network will get rights to a limited number of games featuring Canadian-based franchises. The Leafs will be playing the Hurricanes this evening. It's going to be a very high-stress game considering that two Canadian teams, Toronto and Montreal, are fighting for spots in the playoffs. The Rangers, Tampa Bay, Carolina, the Islanders, Montreal, and Toronto are fighting for 6th, 7th, and 8th place and are separated by only 5 points, which, with 2 weeks left in the regular season, it's going to be an intense few weeks for hockey fans around the world. The St. Mike's Majors of the OHL slipped back to one game above 500 for the season they hosted and lost to the Windsor Spitfires. The Spitfires' goaltending was in tip-top shape while the Majors' leading scorer set out with an undisclosed injury. Matt Smith has this report.
In OHL action yesterday, goalie Anthony Guadagnolo made 28 saves and centerman Brett Liscombe scored the game-winning goal as the Windsor Spitfires beat the St. Mike's Majors 3-2. Guadagnolo, who was recently acquired from the Ottawa 67s, put on quite a spectacle in yesterday's game. Majors coach Bud Stefanski was quite impressed with Guadagnolo's performance.
Their goaltender played well. I mean, there's no question. He came in here on the road and, you know, he shut the door on us.
Majors forward Tyler Donati, who added a goal and an assist for his team, also commented on the Spitfires' goaltender.
I think their goalie did play well tonight. We still need to capitalize. You know, we're going to come up against hot goaltenders every so often, and I think that we need to be able to bury our chances.
The Majors' leading scorer, Justin Donati, was missing in action and was likely the reason why the Majors came out short in the end. Coach Stefanski comments.
You take your leading scorer to win a game, it's going to hurt the team. So, it's going to take its toll, and we just have to weather the storm. And Justin Donati will be back in 10 days. We have to get through next weekend on the road and then go from there.
In basketball, the Raptors lost last night 95-87 to Boston. Rookie Jorge Garbajosa was carried off on a stretcher due to a left ankle injury that put him in the hospital. The Raptors will be playing Miami at home tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the ACC. In baseball, the Jays tied Pittsburgh 2-2 yesterday in Bradenton, Florida. Toronto starter Josh Towers allowed just one unearned run on 3 hits and a walk with 5 strikeouts in 6 innings pitched. Towers needed 28 pitches to retire the side in the first inning. Pittsburgh starter Paul Mahomes permitted 2 runs, both unearned, on 3 hits with 2 walks and 4 strikeouts over 6 innings. And that's all from the world of sports. Coming up next after the break is Rita Gonzalez with the latest from Tinseltown.
Every time my relatives visit, they eat me out of house and home. There's my Uncle Louie. Whenever we have a cookout, he has 2 double cheeseburgers, 3 helpings of baked beans, 6 hot dogs, and a diet soda. It's ridiculous. Oh, and talk about like father, like son. You should see Cousin Freddy. Every time I turn around, he's got a face in the fridge. This guy does not snack between meals. He snacks between the salad and the entree. I'm sure glad I shop at Winn-Dixie because they have low prices on everything in the store. Meat, produce, baked beans, everything. Hey, it's important for me to save money on groceries. Especially when my Aunt Sophie's idea of a light lunch is anything she can pick up with a fork. So, from the bottom of my pocketbook, Winn-Dixie, I thank you.
Welcome back and hi everyone. In latest news, Anna Nicole Smith's cause of death has been revealed. After 6 weeks following her death, it was determined that she died from an accidental overdose. She was taking prescribed drugs for depression, anxiety, muscle relaxants, and pain relievers. Although she was taking all these drugs, chloral hydrate is what killed her. Detectives went through a Hard Rock hotel room trying to find any illegal substances, but found nothing. They also went to Howard K. Stern's laptop to see if Anna might have tried to reach out to anyone because of being depressed by sending emails or leaving a suicide note. After hundreds of hours of investigation, her case has been closed, but I'm sure this isn't the last time we hear about Anna. Wearing big sunglasses, a hat wrapped with a pink ribbon, and a brown wig, Britney Spears was spotted Sunday rushing into Century Medical Plaza for emergency dental surgery. She was angry as she was not allowed a pain reliever. Donald Trump was in Toronto this weekend as one of the speakers for the Learning Annex. He gave great advice to wannabes who might be millionaires. And that's all for me. This is Rita Gonzalez signing off from Centennial College News Radio, Toronto. Have a good morning.